Good Friday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the American Alliance for Manufacturing. We've got a fun first in playbook. Funny or Die and Billy Eichner are launching a nonprofit, Glam Up the Midterms, a campaign focused on under 40-year-olds in the midterm election. The group tells Playbook it will spend $8 million on the most competitive congressional districts. Their plan? Use online mobilization tactics and an analytics program to engage younger voters and hold live comedy events. The story of the week, of course, continues to be the GOP FBI memo. Rachel Bade and Burgess Everett report that the memo firestorm engulfed the GOP retreat in West Virginia. Republicans wanted to tout their accomplishments, but all they got asked about was the Devin Nunes memo. The Washington Post is reporting that Trump was quickly persuaded to support the memo's release. Speaker Paul Ryan's spokeswoman, Ashley Strong, clarified Speaker Ryan's position. She said, quote, "The speaker is in favor of greater transparency. If it is scrubbed to ensure it does not reveal sources and methods of our intelligence gathering, the speaker supports the release of the Democrats' memo." And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the speaker is handling it just right. Our colleagues Josh Gerstein and Darren Samuelson report that the memo has put FBI Director Christopher Wray in the line of fire. Former FBI Director James Comey tweeted, "All should appreciate the FBI speaking up. I wish more of our leaders would. But take heart, American history shows that in the long run, weasels and liars never hold the field, so long as good people stand up. Not a lot of schools or streets named for Joe McCarthy." While CNN is reporting that the White House is worried that Wray could quit over the release of the memo. And the Daily Beast is reporting that Sean Hannity has been advising Donald Trump on the Nunes memo. On the Russia investigation, Darren Samuelson reports that lawyers for Rick Gates have withdrawn from the Russia case, which could be a sign that Gates might be seeking to cooperate with the Robert Mueller investigation. The New York Times is reporting that the White House wants the Pentagon to offer it more options on North Korea, while Bloomberg has a piece that shows 7 out of 9 of the top jobs at the State Department are empty. And the DNC has found an interim CEO in Mary Beth Cahill, former presidential campaign manager for John Kerry and former executive director of Emily's List. Today, President Trump is meeting with North Korean defectors in the morning before leaving for the Customs and Border Protection National Targeting Center, where he will take a tour and have a roundtable at the facility. He and First Lady Melania Trump are set to leave later this afternoon for Palm Beach, Florida. And in the juice, we've got the NRCC spending more than $435,000 to boost Rick Saccone in the special House race in Pennsylvania. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.